What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Daniel, and it's about etiquette in a swim lane. Very important stuff. I fancy myself an etiquette aficionado in a swim lane, so much so that I almost stay out of the lane entirely so that I don't get in people's ways.
Hi, Taryn. My name is Daniel, and I am a new triathlete. I am training for my first two triathlons, which are sprint distances, and also happen to be 1 week apart. My question is about etiquette when sharing a swim lane. How do I properly ask to share a swim lane, and what are some do's and don'ts? Lastly, I'd like to give a shout out to my coworkers and fellow first-time triathletes, Trevor and Jeff. Thank you, Taryn, and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much for your question, Daniel, and it is a good one. I find that people who get into swim lanes without knowing etiquette have a lot of bad things said about them, because it's one scenario that you can't avoid people that are in your way. On a run, you just kind of run around them. On a bike, you bike around them. But in a swim lane, you really have to deal with it. And I am particularly a little ornery about people who don't know good swim etiquette, because it's a very dangerous place. And we've actually had instances where two of the swimmers in our group ended up getting their wires crossed, and one person thought they were splitting the lane, the other person thought that they were doing circles, and they ended up clunking heads, and one person almost passed out face down in the pool. And it doesn't take that long for something to become really dangerous. So etiquette in a swim lane is not just a matter of being polite, it's a matter of safety as well. So I've got some very easy and tactical ways for you to get into any swim lane, no matter where you are. Number one, find the right pace lane. Get an idea of what your pacing is typically for, I don't know, say about 100 meter length. And then if you show up to any pool and you're not familiar with the swimmers or the lane speeds and they don't have it marked, just kind of watch how long people are taking per 100 meters, and then hop into a lane where the other person is somewhere around the vicinity of how fast you are. Next, if it's one person, ask if they want to split the lane or do circles. And an easy way to do this is to either dangle your feet in the water, but sometimes people don't really take that as stop. But sort of the universal, hey buddy, stop signal is taking a kickboard and ramming it into the water and waving it back and forth. And that should signal most people that they need to stop, because you want to say something to them. If they're not stopping from that, they don't have very good etiquette. So do that. Ask them if they want to split the lane and each of you take half, or if they want to do circles, one person going out front and one in behind and going up one side of the lane and down the other. Now, if you end up splitting the lane, good, no problem. Everything's easy. Just pull all of your gear over to the side so that you don't have to go into their side of the lane to get any of your gear. But if you're doing circles, if you end up passing somebody or needing to pass somebody, don't be rude about it, but just give them a small toe tap. They should, if they have good swim etiquette, after that happens, pull over to the side. But if they don't have good swim etiquette, they might just end up constantly swimming and swimming and swimming, in which case you should try to pass them and try to do it in the middle of the lane, not at a wall. Because when you get people clustered up at a wall, that's where you have things go a little bit wrong. That's about it. I think that should set you straight for basically any pool that you go to. I know I've been around in North America and never had any issues with this. And Petey is scratching his ear while I record this. Isn't that right, Pete? Yeah, that's right. Every pool I've ever been to kind of goes by the same thing. I don't think anything's official with this, but it's always allowed me to swim in just about any pool when I've traveled. So shout out to your pals, Trevor and Jeff. Thank you for being excellent pals and training partners and coworkers to Daniel, it sounds like. And if anyone else wants to get their question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, as always, go to triathlontaryn.com/trainee ask. Ask your question there and give your surrounding teammates a shout out. I love hearing about that. While you're there, you'll love what we've got. If you click top left in free resources, all of our free downloadable goodies are there for you. We have over a half a dozen now. And finally, if you're liking these trainee ass podcasts, the best thanks you can give us is a rating on iTunes. It really helps us out and it helps future and aspiring Trainiacs find us a lot easier there. So thank you, Daniel, for your question. And I'll catch everyone in the next episode. Thank you.